did Jesus ever laugh? Possibly there may have been a medieval debate about whether Jesus laughed or not. I'm not sure whether the medievals really did discuss that, or whether that's something that Umberto Eco made up when he wrote his book, The Name of the Rose. But you do never catch him laughing in the Gospels. Instead, you find him engaging in this kind of humour, which is not laugh out loud, but it makes you smile. It bubbles away inside you. It's attractive, and it draws your attention. Always dangerous to argue from silence, but I can't see any trace in the Gospels of Jesus exercising humour at the expense of another person or another group of people. So much of the humour of our own culture does involve someone else being the butt of a joke. The English have, for a time out of mind, told stories about the Irish. The Italians tell jokes about the carabinieri, the policeman. And in Romania, I learned when I lived there that they tell jokes about the people of Oltenia. And I once met an Oltenian and I said, who do you tell jokes about? Oh, he said, we have this village in Oltenia which we tell jokes about. And presumably in that village, there is a village idiot that they tell jokes about who finds himself at the bottom of a kind of inverted pyramid of national humour. Not a trace of that in the Gospels anywhere. Never a joke at someone's expense. The nearest thing I can think of is when, and we had this reading in church a couple of weeks ago, Jesus says to Peter, you are Peter, you are rock, and on this rock I will build my church. Jesus surely knowing full well that Peter is as unreliable as anyone of us is. And the joke is not on Peter, because the whole point is that fallible Peter will be the rock. And it's done with that bit of humour, because I think it is humour, is done with enormous affection and a sense actually of the infinite potentiality of each person. It's affirmative humour. It's not humour at Peter's expense. So there's a bit of a challenge to think about the jokes that we make and how we make them and whose expense do we exercise our humour if we do exercise it at other people's expense. And there's also a reminder that as we read the stories of the New Testament, we can be on the lookout for this slightly shimmering, deeply attractive quality of comedy that was one of the things, surely, that drew so many crowds to Jesus when he got up to speak. And to him and his heavenly Father and to the Holy Spirit be honour and glory now and always. Amen.